can't hear myself. I can't hear myself singing. I can't longing. I can't losing my hearing. I'm not losing my hearing. I just can't hear myself. North America holds an echo between the coasts, a residue of sound principles, faint principles that angels can hear, that angels, I am an angel, but I can't hear myself. My life is not echoing. My words are not returning. I can't hear my voice. They don't give you one after the bullets pass. You don't have sounds. They give you images and icons, eagles and sailing ships, Celtic drums, snakes and crosses, and you hear what has already been said, and you listen for expanding waves of grains, for black spirituals, for protesting chants, sounds of resistance, and most of all, for the exhalations. The women's exhalations. Angels know that women hold their air. I love the sound of exhalations. But the women are not breathing right in North America. I love their voices, but the air has not. The air has not been released. Marching bands and funeral dirges don't carry the music of ceremony and death. Dies with each contrivance, but hope, hope has a sound. Hope is the stronger birth. Hope, the massive orchestration of destinies, of fulcrums, convergences, intersections, air currents, and public squares. Hope was my ingredient. I found it in my voice. I was making sense of hope, and I could hear myself. I could hear myself. We could hear ourselves. I could hear myself. I can't hear myself. There is not enough of me left in North America. I have words made out of hope, but no one is hearing them. Presidents aren't listening. People are forgetting, and the deaf are dying. The deaf are dying. I can't hear myself, and the deaf are dying in North America.